This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have a lot going on this week. We'll check in with the Prince George Cougars, no longer undefeated, but off to a quick start. First-year head coach Richard Mapichuk will join us. 24 WHL 16-year-olds will play for Canada at the upcoming World Under-17 Challenge later this month in Ontario. We'll have more on that with Spokane Chiefs rookie D-man Ty Smith, a former first overall selection in the WHL Bantam Draft. And the Portland Winterhawks are out to a good start. Forward Cody Glass has been named the WHL Player of the Week. He'll be our guest. The Prince George Cougars began the brand new season with 8 straight wins, climbing all the way to number 1 in the BMO CHL Top 10 rankings, before then dropping back to number 2 this week. Voice of the Cougars, Dan O'Connor, sat down with head coach Richard Mapichuk.
Prince George Cougars head coach Richard Mapichuk, after an 8-2 start to not only the Prince George Cougars season, but also your Western Hockey League coaching career. Why don't we just start by talking about the factors that stick out to you, Matty, is just what have allowed the Cougars to reach this type of success, an 8-2 start. I'm sure to a man, got to be happy with what the record says through 10 games.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we went on that streak here. It was very gratifying for, you know, ownership, management, coaches, players. You know, we got ranked number one there in the country. It was fantastic. But it's just a reflection of how hard we worked in training camp. And we did some team building things in Banff that we were up there for a week. We really felt that it paid off come the regular season time.
When you look at the 8-2 start, I think what makes it more impressive is that all 8 of your victories have come against divisional opponents, and you've allowed yourself a bit of separation off the hop. It doesn't matter when you beat a division rival, whether it's September or March, it's got to feel good to have set the tone maybe early on against teams that you're going to be seeing a lot more of down the stretch.
Yes, for sure. Anytime you can get points against division rivals, it's huge, and it doesn't matter, like you said, if it's in October or if it's in January or February. Every time you can get those points in the bank, you want to keep them there. And you know, now that we're on a swing out here, you know, down to the U.S., it's going to be challenging for us because of travel, but we came in a day early to make sure that we're prepared and ready to go.
Tell me about your personal transition, being behind a junior league bench now for 10 games, coming from the pro level. Has it been what you expected?
100%. It's been great. You know, the opportunity to teach these young kids, the great thing about them is that they're all ears. They want to listen. They want to get better. And, you know, we kind of look and see where we've been and where we want to go. And, you know, our leaders are saying the right things. Our guys are doing the right things. And now, you know, it's turned a page here in PG. And, you know, the culture has changed. The guys are having fun. They're at the rink. They're smiling. And that's something that we want to keep going.
You've got 6 players on your team that are at a point per game right now. I mean, it's got to feel good as a coach being able to look down and know that one game it might be Cody McDonald, the next it's Brad Morrison or Jansen Harkins or Jesse Gabriel. Speak to the depth of this team so far through 10 games.
Well, our offense speaks for itself. I think, you know, after talking with the group this morning, though, after 2 losses to Everett, that, you know, we'd rather have everybody on the plus side of the game sheet instead of worried about who's scoring. But, you know, it's a good thing is everybody's scoring. It's not our 1A line or our 2B line. It's everybody contributing when they can. And, you know, we got away from our game a little bit against Everett, which is understandable. When you go 8-0, you kind of get overconfident. And, you know, it was a good kind of kick in the butt here. So we'll get ready for, you know, Seattle. Hopefully the outcome's different.
Thanks, Matty.
Thanks.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
24 WHL players set to wear Canada's colors for the upcoming World Under-17 Challenge in Sault Ste. Marie. 3 Canadian teams will take on the U.S., the Czech Republic, Russia, Sweden, and Finland. Spokane Chiefs 16-year-old D-man Ty Smith among them. Ty Smith, first overall pick of the Spokane Chiefs, now getting your feet wet in your first full season in the WHL. You even have that first goal under your belt as well. That's nice, that point shot that found its way in. But tell me just how it's going for you now, a full-time WHLer.
I mean, so far it's going pretty well. It's exciting for me so far. I've been waiting all my life, ever since I was a kid, to play in the Western Hockey League, and now I'm basically just living my dream, working towards hopefully playing pro one day. But I mean, it's pretty exciting to finally be able to play a full season here, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season.
What's it like with that expectation of being the first overall draft pick? Not many get a chance to say that, but you are one of those guys. What's it like?
It's a pretty special honor. Yeah, like you said, not many guys get to say it, but at the same time, it's not too important. I mean, the draft was a couple of years ago. Like, it it's not really relevant now. It's about how your performance is on the ice and in practice as well. It's just about becoming better and better each day, and all the kids have the same shot now that are playing in the league. So, I mean, it's still an honor as well.
Lloyd Minster to Spokane, what's that transition like? As a Prairie kid myself, doing that at 15 or 16 would be pretty daunting. To go down to a city in Washington State, a beautiful city, what's it been for you?
The transition's been good for me so far. I mean, I really love it down there. Spokane's a nice place, like you said, beautiful city. The fans are great, rink's great. So far the team's treating me great, as well as the coaching staff, training staff, management. It's been a great and exciting transition for me so far, and it's nice to get somewhere new and have a new experience with hockey.
As we speak, just named to Canada's World Under 17 Challenge. You'll play on Team Red, White, or Black, one of 24 WHLers to have their name called here today. How does it feel to get out beyond to represent Canada and, you know, play in that challenge coming up in Sault Ste. Marie later this month?
I mean, anytime you get to throw on the Maple Leaf, it's a huge honor. Get to go down to Sault Ste. Marie. It's in Canada, which is also great. I mean, it's pretty exciting for the guys that got selected to get to play with all these new guys and all these great players. It's a pretty special honor against some great players as well. So, I mean, I'm pretty excited and very honored.
Two Blazers on the other side also got named to that team today. Jackson Shepherd, Luke Zazula. Any crossing paths with these guys? They'd be Team BC, so maybe just against them maybe last year at the U16 Western Canada Challenge Cup.
Yeah, when I moved away my second year of Bantam Hockey to play for the Delta Hockey Academy, I played on the same team as Luke Zazula. He was my D partner for most of the year, so I know him pretty well. I was pretty good buddies with him. I've also played against Shepherd a lot of times, I mean, in Bantam, Midget, and same thing, Team Alberta against Team BC, so I know him pretty well through that, and I've hung out with him from being down there in BC in my second year.
U16 Challenge Cup, it's about to happen again here coming up in Calgary. You won it with Team Alberta last year. What was the experience like? A lot of good players have come and played in that tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it's a highly competitive tournament. A lot of great players, like you said, have played there, and it's an honor to represent your province as well. I mean, not everyone gets to do it at that young of an age. Pretty exciting for all those guys, and just got to compete hard and have some fun with it.
All right, Ty, I mentioned your first goal off the top. I'll let you describe it here for me. I'm sure it's a moment you won't forget.
Yeah, it was a pretty special feeling. I mean, scoring goals, always pretty good feeling. That's what everybody loves to score. It was just a great shift by the forwards down low, working the other team, and came up to me, and there was a clear lane to the net, so I just took the shot, and it found its way in, luckily.
All right, well, that's a great start for your WHL career. We look forward to seeing you the next four or five seasons in the league. Thanks for this time.
Thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Portland Winterhawks forward Cody Glass is coming into his own early this season. He put up 8 points in 4 games and named the WHL Player of the Week. Voice of the Winterhawks, Todd Vrooman, caught up with him.
Joined now by the Western Hockey League Player of the Week, Cody Glass. And Cody, out on the prairies, obviously you're from Winnipeg. It has to be nice to be back on the prairies and playing hockey in front of family and friends.
Yeah, it's good. My family doesn't see me often, so it's good to have them out.
So early on in the season, it seems like you've been off to a hot offensive start. How do you attribute that success?
I think just with team success came my individual success. So as the team's going, I think I build my game and get more confident as I go on.
Playing with Skylar McKenzie and Keegan Iverson the last couple of weeks, how have you been able to find chemistry with those guys?
Yeah, I think Skylar's really fast and he's got a good shot. Keegan uses his size. So, no, I just like dishing him the puck, and I think we work really well and we have some good chemistry.
Coming into this season, obviously a big talking point in Portland was the return of Mike Johnston. What have you found in playing for Mike this season?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. He has a good system, gives us free will in the offensive zone, but in the defensive zone, we have to take care of business, and then offensive zone, you just play your game.
You're in your second season here in the Western Hockey League. What's different about being not a rookie anymore and maybe knowing the league a little bit?
Yeah, I think my first year I was a little bit timid, and I didn't really do what I wanted with the puck, but now in my second year, I think I'm a little bit more confident, and I'm starting to use my body and playing my game.
In the middle of a long road trip here through the prairies, still a few games left as we talk about it. How nice is it to get out on the road with the team for a couple weeks and bond with the boys?
Yeah, I think it's good, especially coming on a early road trip, I think the guys get to bond a lot more, especially on those long bus rides. And I think it's good for our team to see where we stand in the league, too. So, no, it's been really fun.
Early on in the season, obviously, the points have come for you. Do you feel like there's pressure on you to be one of the guys that contributes offensively on a consistent basis for this team?
I think so. It's always in the back of my head, but I think just if I don't worry about it and just keep playing my game, the points will come and also the wins.
And then you're obviously in your NHL draft season. Is that something that's on your mind much?
I try not to worry about that too much because it's a long season and I just try and play my game.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Western Hockey League Player of the Week, Cody Glass.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, and that's the show. Thanks to our guests, as well as special thanks to Dan O'Connor in Prince George and Todd Bruman in Portland for their help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.